as I'm driving in my car through the area of Beit Shemesh, Bein Tzara uBein Eshta'ol, between the areas that Shimshon is known for, it struck me that Shimshon and Yitzhak actually have something a little bit in common, and that is that they're both solitary people. It is very, very, very hard for Yitzhak. Yitzhak seems to always be on his own. He doesn't have the same sense of chevra that Abraham has, and he doesn't really have the same family dynamic that that Yaakov has. He's by himself. We get the sense he's off to the side a lot, and every once in a while, someone comes to visit him. So that's Yitzchak. And Shimshon, of course, is on some level in the same boat. He finds himself always alone. What is the very big difference between the two of them? I believe that Yitzchak Avinu is in isolation. He's alone, but he has within him something that is truly unique, is that he just does everything his father does. He follows it to a T. Yitzchak is what we would call continuity. Yitzchak takes his father, who was a maverick, who did something that was so out of the box for the time, and Yitzchak comes and says, I'm not going to change it one bit. By doing exactly what my father did, what ends up happening is I'm telling everyone that I 100% affirm that it is correct. And in the end, what happens is Yitzchak not only does that, but it passes on to his son Yaakov. And ultimately, that becomes the Bnei Yisrael and the foundations and the roots for the Jewish people. Shimshon, though, is a completely different story. Shimshon is a maverick. He is completely on his own, and he does things that are so out of the box and so unorthodox. So the question is, what do you need? I think the answer is you need a Yitzchak in certain times, and you need a Shimshon in other times. And if Yitzchak had been a Shimshon, isolation by himself, but had also been an unorthodox person who had completely tried to change the social fabric and the dynamic of everything, he would have failed miserably. But by the time Shimshon came around, Shimshon lived in a time where the Jews were suffering from the being stuck where they were. They needed someone to shake it up a little bit. And in comes Shimshon and does that. Both types of personalities are vital. The key is to find the right personality for the right time, and then that becomes truly an excellent leader. Have a good day.